I'm going to ask for the majority, if you have ever heard or seen this phrase or this logo around our church, please say yes. this movement effort, this vision that is there in the red print, disciples making disciples, took root on January 6th and 7th, 2017, in that building at Round Lake. That was when our leaders of that time, the elders, the deacons, the staff, we attended a retreat, vision, planning, casting, at Round Lake, and there were several area churches involved. We'd meet in that building in the great room, and all the, like a big group, everybody be together. We had a speaker named Rob from Indiana, and then we would break out into smaller sessions for just your guys, you know, just your own church. And ate together, spent the night, fellowship, two-day event. We come home with this idea in our heads, disciples making disciples. And when I look back, I think this is the original image that we ever made to try to convey this. We went through a period where we had like some blueprint images that we were going to use for a while and worked on that a little bit. I still have rolled up in my office. I can show you the five Post-it posters that we stuck on the wall, like in the breakout sessions. We would ask questions. And like the first one, the question that we were to ask is, what is right at, when we say CCAA, we mean Church of Christ Alexandria. And I know that's small print and you can't read all those, but the ones that got the most votes, we circled at that point, a sense of community, fellowship, generosity. We've obviously seen that play out, things that were right. Had to ask, what's wrong? And we went to lack of this, discipleship, training, teaching, maybe a spirit of apathy. And you might say, well, I disagree, but I don't care. The question is, what is confusing in our church? And we circled language, jargon, church polity, which is church jargon, language for government or structure, or how, things like that. What is missing? Sense of discipleship. We talk about the Holy Spirit, His presence. I think we'd argue He's present, but we don't always sense it, or we're not always aware or in tune. Then we had this question, what will our church look like in 3 years? And we answer, and the one says, pews filled, so we missed that. We changed that, you know. But the other one said, I love the one that says, maybe we'll have our debt cut in half. Well, we blew by that big time and a lot. So that was the effort. It's obviously been 5 years. You know, you could say, well, we should have looked at them 2 years ago. We should look at them every year. We should update, remind, question, you know, how are we doing? Where are we now? Some areas we've made progress. Some areas certainly say, man, we need to continue to do better. But what I'm sharing with you here is there's no real need to reinvent the wheel every year, you know, come up with a new concept to explain this. I hope a lot of this is by now familiar to many in the room. That would be from Romans 15:15, where Paul says, oh, I'm willing to remind you of them again. So if you feel like you have seen that graphic, logo, concept a lot, it's by design. And for a moment this week, I thought, if you could go ahead and fill in the blanks right now and show it to me all complete, I'd let you go. You know, but I'm not going to do that, so just, because I actually give you some of the answers in the other blanks. So that's why I've done some of the work. You know. But bear in mind, thankfully, there are people in the room, perhaps watching, who are hearing this for the first time. Why? Because they're new to the family and the community. So we're glad for that. So we have a two-week review, this week and next week. What does disciples making disciples mean to the church family here in Alexandria? And then after these two Sundays, we're going to move on. We're going to spend 4 weeks on what I've said. It takes two to tangle. Okay, tango. I know the words tango. I know that's the origin, the dance, whatever tango looks like, you know, but it's the same concept. Two. Partnership, relationship, marriage and otherwise, it's not always pretty. And sometimes that gets a little knotted up. So we'll visit there next. But for this week and next, for today and next Sunday, disciples making disciples. And we'll start with that first word. When we say disciples, we mean disciples of Jesus. Okay, that is primary and paramount. Disciple, follower, student. We want anybody and everybody who ever comes through those doors or connects with us online, however, to become a follower or a student of Jesus. These are the words of John the Baptist when he is asked about Jesus in John chapter 3, verse 30. He must become greater. I must become less. So whenever you see this logo, imagery, catchphrase, graphic, that's the framework. And all of this is like, these are our patterns and our helps and our tools. But this is not about just this building at all. No. This has to be about more than just this preacher. At Alexandria is the byline. That's the small print. Christ is the big font. It's about bringing people to Jesus. You know, that's what I really love about The Chosen, the current online series. The disciples are flawed, all of them. You know, they're regular people, and they interact and sometimes struggle. But Jesus is different. Jesus is perfect. 1 Peter 2:21. To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. Now, I will grant you, we all know none of us are perfect as Jesus is, but he is perfect. You know, and we are striving to be his followers, his disciples. We want to be as much like him as we possibly can be. You do not need to worry that you're going to invest here and spend a lot of time following this leader only to have him disappoint you and let you down. It's never going to happen because he's perfect. He is able. You heard that from Craig. There's nothing he can't fix. Numerous examples in scripture. We could spend the day. I'll give you the one of the father of the young boy who is possessed by an evil spirit. It's robbed him of speech, throws him to the ground. He's foaming at the mouth. Mark 9:21. Jesus asked the boy's father, how long has he been like this? From childhood, he answered. It has often thrown him into fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. If you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for him who believes. Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. It's pretty easy to be there with that dad, isn't it? Oftentimes we just need reminded. Anybody here or listening, you're probably going to have something. You're anticipating facing something this week. You're not real sure how that's going to come out. How am I going to be able? Jesus is able. Jesus is Savior. Christmas decorations, maybe some still out. We're headed toward Easter rapidly. It will be April 17th this year, just so you're aware. There are a lot of people out in the culture, and they know, yeah, Christmas and Easter have something to do with Jesus. But he's more than just a holiday poster child. You know, Savior. The next verse in that 1 Peter 2 passage, verse 24, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. 2 Corinthians 5:21, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Any and every chart, graph, logo, representation, anything that you see, they're just tools. And we're trying to get people to see this fact, Jesus is Savior. Jesus is Lord. And Lord means someone who has power, authority, influence. A master, a ruler. I like to look at Thomas. He's always given flack. Thomas, the one that doubted. You know, when he encounters Jesus, touches hands, what is his statement in John 20:28? Thomas said to him, my Lord and my God. Now, I always like to point out Thomas is the same guy who way back when committed in chapter 11, verse 16, then Thomas, called Didymus, said to the rest of the disciples, let us also go. We may die with him. How loyal really was Thomas? To the end. To the death. I am with you, Lord. And if you offer this to people, they say, that's the degree of commitment you're looking for? Well, how many takers you get on that? Mm-hmm. Say, well, actually, you get more than you think. Countries get it. Men and women in this nation and others sign up for that to defend to the death. It's worthy. Well, we certainly believe all of the above about Jesus. He's perfect. He's able. He's Savior. He's Lord. He is worthy of all these efforts. So who are we? What is this church? When we say we want to be disciples of Jesus, making disciples of Jesus. Right? The world needs more disciples of Jesus. This is a Jeopardy. I don't know what the money was earlier in the week. You may have heard it. How many kisses are produced daily at the flagship plant in Hershey? Those little chocolate kisses. How many do they make in one day? 70 million. 70 million kisses are produced every day. That's what we want to be doing. Mass producing disciples. Millions would be great. You know, hundreds would be wonderful. All of us need to say, I want to make one. You know, and sometimes this faith sharing aspect, this is what gets tagged with a bunch of the big words, the jargon that we were talking about. Evangelism, witnessing, sharing your testimony. They are these giant words. That's a language barrier. When you talk about disciples making disciples, we want to be able to go out and we want to encourage more people to connect with Jesus, follow Jesus, serve Him as Lord and Savior. That should be a variation on pretty much any church's mission statement. That's what we're trying to do. There should never be an intent among Christians that we're just going to keep the glory of God all bottled up to ourselves. Sometimes people get involved in secret stuff, you know, clubs and groups and kind of, none of this. It's not a secret. Okay. What the woman at the well, John 4, what's she saying? John 4, 29. Come, she's running around town. Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ? Or Matthew 5, 16. Let your light shine before men so that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. None of these people have to become a carbon copy of me. There's no need for them to be a cookie cutter of you. We want disciples of Jesus. And thus, since we see that disciple making as priority for our church, we think we should put some effort into it. So how do we do it? How do we strive to accomplish that here? We operate under, it's a partnership. It's a concept. And partnership is underlined up and down there if you're looking for fill in the blanks. It's vertical. You know, but that's the idea. And I really hope you're, this is important where at this point in this sermon, you're gonna grind the gears a little bit. This is where we're gonna get some misfires because it's a partnership between people. Imperfect people. Right? Everything that I've already shared, all that we've talked about, half of that component is flawless. My agreement with Jesus, my personal relationship with Lord, that's half perfect because of His involvement. He is always going to uphold His end of any arrangement flawlessly, but the trouble with this partnership is people. It's all focused on Jesus, and it's made efforts by people who all love Jesus, but it's dependent on people on both sides of the agreement. As sometimes arguments arise, issues. It's like you're driving your car down the highway and all of a sudden you get a knock in the engine. Like, no, something's not right. There have been a lot of discussions at this time of year among football fans. I just copied that straight off the internet. I didn't have to make that. It's ready made. All this debate, players who opt out of bowl games, and opinions and perspectives differ on stuff like that. Well, see, I thought that player committed to the school. Yes, he did. You know, I thought he was getting a scholarship and there's obligations for that. Yes, you're right. And I thought that if he gets hurt in the bowl game, then the school's going to come to him and say, now look, we understand you were probably going to make $20 or $30 million next year in the NFL. So here's a check from the school. No, they are not. You know, and you go back and forth and yes and no and up and down. That's just a contemporary example of an arrangement or an agreement or a partnership that exist between flawed individuals and groups. People don't always hold up their end like you think they should. What we can do, what we strive to do here, reminding pretty much annually, this is the effort. the expectation. I might not always be able to attain it. It's not for lack of trying. These are the tools we have in place today, 2022. Some might need changed, updated. Always want to improve. So in that partnership, today is the left side. The church, the congregation, the family, we agree to try to strive to provide, and you can see in the fine print, A, B, C, D, E. Spiritual foundations. That's the first one. We want disciples to personally be able to grow in their relationship with the Lord. 1 Peter 2, 2 and 3. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk so that by it you may grow up in your salvation now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. That's what we want for everybody, to grow and be nourished. That's what any parent wants for any newborn, right? That's one of the primary things is nourishment, physical strengthening. That's proper health and nutrition. That's never going to change. It doesn't matter how old or mature you are in your faith. Am I growing in these disciplines? Being in the Word, the Bible, reading, personal devotions, time with God. It's a simple question. Are you reading the Bible or listening to the Bible? Are you hearing the Word? We all should be. Whatever site, tool, plan, YouVersion, studies. You can keep some of that private. You can share some with your friends. It's an encouragement. It's encouraging to me when I get the little image that says Ian Travis created this verse image. And that's literally what was on my phone. Hannah Ahmet highlighted Hebrews 4:12 or this, various others. Andy Bowman finished this study. And I just picked three of how many? In the Word. Memory challenges like what we have out here in the foyer right now. What do you think, or one or two or five or ten verses that Christians should know? We'll try to memorize those. We want you to know the Word, love the Word, be able to properly handle the Bible. Prayer is an essential spiritual discipline. How'd you do? How much was I able to spend some time in prayer last week? How do I pray? And we put up little words with big words. We always talk about acts. A-C-T, that's a little word. And then we say it's adoration. These are big church words, right? Adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication, which are what? Worship. Worship God. Say you're sorry. Be thankful. Ask for stuff. You know, it's just that WSBA isn't a word. So we go with acts. You know, The Lord's Prayer, that's a great tool. Saying, where do I find that? Look in Matthew 6:5. This is how you should pray. Our Father. Jesus teaching. Prayer journal. Record. Could be spiral bound, could be online. Why do I need that? Because the feelings are going to fade, I'm telling you. But later on, I look at the facts, and I remember as I pray. What is fasting? That ain't it. That's probably a mean picture that I put up there, you know. But fasting is to go without food and or water for a period of time so that I can focus, pray. Matthew 6:16, Jesus says, when. It's a when. It's not a if you fast, when. You know? And if you're going to come back and say, yeah, but I don't really have time to like read my Bible and pray. I'm busy. It's like, well, you'd have an hour on Wednesday if you skipped lunch. See, that's how this thing works. If I didn't have lunch on Wednesday, I'd have an hour to read. And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be flippant or argumentative about it. But it's foundational. It's a discipline. Every coach gets on any player of every caliber. You want to get better, foundations. Every teacher looks at a student. You want to get better every day. Do it. We're committed to those. To be in our side, a worship or worship experiences. Who doesn't love a good gathering? I think we could, I didn't ask yet, but I think you could ask Andy and Amy and Ava and Austin if they enjoyed being at the Rose Bowl. You know, I think they did. I would have. Some of the guys in church will talk about in March, third Thursday of March, where can you go? Go down to Heath, go to the Bean Dinner, hopefully we can gather in person. 500, 600, 700 men singing. You know, I don't know if you've ever been to a moving concert of any degree. Winter Jam, I think, was last night. And give me a couple seconds to set this up, but I'm going to give you about 30 seconds of a concert I attended. It's Denise singing, "We Are in Death Valley," at the lowest point, up on the rock wall. There's a little white rectangle you barely see. That's sea level. She's in the middle. There are like three gates. She's at the middle one facing the wall. I'm a good quarter mile away with my phone, zoomed in as best I can. But we'll play the video and listen, see if you can hear it.
One thing I saw, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Can you hear it? There was nobody around. I was filming the other way, and I heard that, you know, and turned around to hear praise, worship, singing, praying, meditations, sermons, serving, Lord's Supper, Hebrews 12:28. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful, and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. We want you to have that here. We want to try to have the best experience we can. We're trying to make it best for those who can't physically be present. We're going to put an effort in tomorrow to make us, maybe we can not be quite so washed out. We're not this pale, nor glowy, you know, but that's just kind of where we are right now. Well, and what do I say about offering things online? No matter how good, no matter how many wrinkles we iron out of that, it's not the same as being in the room. No. It's not the same as other churches. I get that. Other churches have capabilities we don't have. You know, some churches have a completely different sound room to create better sound for online. We don't have that. You know, I know that's a spectrum. It's a perspective. Somebody will say, you know, comparatively, that one's more engaging, but this one, not as much, you know. And what conversations do we always have? As the pandemic thing drags on, we always say, I understand the need for protection, for the physical, for the health, for the concern. I get that. Just don't ever let the concern drift over to the convenient. You know? And it's funny, when you look at all those posters we had on the wall in 2017, online stuff wasn't on any of them. You know, because it wasn't even a conversation 5 years ago. And I don't care whether you're talking about online or in-house or in church or through the week, a worship experience, it helps a disciple mature in his or her faith. You know, and if we could provide the best environment that you could, if it was wonderful to be here, we all know it's still only going to be 60, maybe 75 minutes of your whole week. Well, we have to worship daily. See, we strive to provide what we call education communities. This one's taking a hit these days, right? COVID and otherwise. The emphasis on community. What's your group? I can still remember Emily Friess in her interview saying, you know, what's your community? Content's easy. You can get content, good content, everywhere, individually. Community can be lacking, sometimes especially through the tools. Proverbs 27:17, you're probably familiar. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And the assumption of the two pieces of iron is what? That they have some contact, some interaction. They, at best, touch. I have some sharpening tools from my father-in-law that will help you greatly with knives and axes and such, but I can't, they're no good to you now because they're in my shed. it's not going to, I can't touch them right now. I have a fear of what could become of communities, and I'm talking beyond church, just like culture at large. What can happen to our communities if culture just continues down this path of isolation and separation? I don't need any interaction. I just portal to the world. You know, and this is pre-COVID even. It's just accelerated now. You know, the elementary Sunday school wing that's right under this building, Sunday morning, that's largely silent. That makes me sad. You know, there are leaders in other churches that lament with us. I looked at big churches in our county, number-wise. Websites aren't always perfect, but nobody had three meetings like we all used to. Nobody had Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday. None of them for kids. Two at best. Sometimes one. You know, more power to the teachers who come down there. And there's one kid. I'm going to teach him. One is always worth it. Isn't that weird? One-on-one instruction is what people want in everything else. Oh, that'd be ideal. One-on-one, that's the goal. Yes and no. And the teacher can pour in mightily to one student. What do you miss when you're isolated? Even preschoolers, when they learn in isolation, miss how to play nice with others, how to protect your snack from the kid next to you. You know, it's like there are real lessons to be learned in class. Well, I hope we can recreate that, especially for the younger kids. Put that piece back. You know, I don't know. I didn't see any church yet that has what they call their youth individual. Have you seen that on anybody's website? Our youth individual meets at 6. No. It's group. The word is group. There's a reason that they use the word group. For us, it's U67. That'd be the older kids, 6 to 12. Kingdom kids where we need to get back for the little kids. The group. Why, you'd say, why does it matter for a group? Stay for the adult classes today and listen to the group. There's two here, one downstairs. That's my community. And I go, and I say a lot like I always do, but other people talk. And those are the sharpening. That's the iron that sharpens me. You know? And I understand your group doesn't have to meet in this building. Monday night in homes. Thursday night, I know Denise said right now, she's really benefiting from and growing from and blessed by that group of women. That's literally the Bob Evans where we meet on Saturday mornings. Picture on the internet. You know, I love sitting, discussing. It's a chorus. It's a community of voices. There's input from severals. You need that. Connections, communities, disciples, groups. Jesus had 12. Right? Maybe sometimes 3. Not usually 1. If he took you aside by 1, it's probably because you're in trouble. You know, Peter, well, let's go talk. You know. D, service communities. We want to try to help make disciples, and where do you practice that? What church doesn't try to offer places where you can put it into practice? And what line of work or education? Let's try to practice it. Matthew and Mark both recorded this as Jesus' comment on service. I think this is like a life verse for me. It guides a lot of what I do and how I look at people sometimes. Matthew 20:28. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. I'm not saying you have to die like he did, but am I willing to serve? How will I sacrifice, share? Is all this discipleship worth whatever level? We believe it is. We're going to give you opportunities. Craig kind of started, you know, talking about how people use different things. I'm going to go with that. If you see this graphic, it'd be a ministry fair, and usually it's in the fall, and people will have a table, and some of them have been in it for years. They've kind of found their niche. This is what I do. I love it. I'm here. Some people say, I tried that for a year. It's not my thing. I'm moving on. Some of us, all of us, as we age, you're like, I got to change ministries because I can't crawl around on the floor anymore with little kids. So, and I'm telling you now, I pick these pictures wherever I could get them. So good luck to you. If you don't like the picture of you, I'm about to show. These are things that we offer. Building and grounds. I put a picture of Lanny. Lanny's going to say, I'm not in charge of anything. I get that. He's not in charge of it. But he knows more about this place and what needs than anybody else. Now, I know he's going to leave and go to Florida tomorrow. So don't think I ran him off in 4 months. You know, but in April, when he's back, May, you know, sometimes that. We do hire the cleaning and the snow removal. We don't need volunteers for that. That's big. Children's church, Terry's right there in the middle. See Terry, she can help you if you want to help with the kids. To prepare the communion, Denise and Carrie are doing it a lot right now. Others know. First impressions, those are name tags of people, like door greeters, out in the foyer, welcoming visitors, getting back to that. Food pantry. Those shelves are literally right behind that wall as you walk out of here. You can see the coat rack. I put a question mark next to Jeff and Kathy because I think they take the food. I don't know. Somebody takes the food. It disappears from here, so if it's them or somebody else, I'm grateful for that, but I don't know who takes it. Funeral dinners. Flock Notes has a group now. Kim will send you out things to be connected that way if you want to help with those foods. We used to have, and we still could have, what we called the Golden Circle. I just love the picture of that lady. You know, I think there's typically a thing like, oh, I'm 75, 80, and we just talk about what we can't do. You know, If you're a lady that wants to be in that circle, there you go. That's not somebody from our church. If you're trying, you're trying to figure out who is that, it's just online. You know. Heartbeats, working chick is here. Sarah's sick. They can both help you with going to Newark and babies and moms and families. Home communion, we do have kits. If you'd be, you know, COVID makes that rough now because of the shut-ins. It's hard to get in, but if you wanted to take that, we'd have it. Steve does a lot with horses. If you were interested in riding horse, you can check with Steve. Meditations, I'd put Bob in just because he's aware of that if you want to help what those guys did here. Mission trips, Stephen and Brianna can lead you on that. For mowing, I tried to put who I know can do it. Bob's done it a lot. Andy's done it a lot. A rotation of guys that have done it in the last couple years. We have the mower. You can check with any of them. It's a rotation. Prayer, I put down. I didn't put a name, but just all of us can be in praying. Nursery, sign up will close today, I think. And I like there's been 7 or 8 have already agreed to share in that. I got prayer out of order. And then sports and recreation, I'll put Craig down for that if you have ideas for helping with sports. Joe Dunlap's on a plane to Florida, but to take them a meal is food for sickness, and it's online. And then worship team, Mark directs and takes care of who's up here. So, and Diane Harvey's the one person I couldn't find a picture of, you know, but I appreciate that she's been willing to take over. We had in the bulletin for providing flowers or memorials for funerals, birthdays and things. I dropped the ball on that way too many times. So she's willing to take that over. The goal of discipleship is not to be this fat sponge that just soaks up Jesus, you know, just keeps it to myself, but to share, serve, pour out. And the last one, E, is fun and fellowship. We try to have that. That's important. And I'm going to put 3 pictures up here that are just for solely for fun. Hopefully you can read them, but here's the first one. Here's the second one. And the third one, I don't know if you can read it. It says, my New Year's resolution is to stop putting my foot in my mouth all the time. I bet yours is losing weight, huh? Oh dear. No. Just for fun. Just fun and fellowship. Fellowship's a big church word. Koinonia is a Sunday school class. 1 John 1:7. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. Most church buildings you go into, they got a fellowship hall, room, area. What do we do there? Well, we have class, and then you pull out the walls, and we play ping pong and foosball, and we watch games, and we play games, and we eat. Eat's a big part of fellowship. You know, eat. This is a good question to chew on at lunch. Does it have to have a devotion to be a church event? Don't answer now. Just think about it. What's something so many people in the pandemic are missing and longing for? Fellowship. Being together. Disciples need fellowship. You're reading, you're doing your Bible reading, you listen to Paul. How many times when he is writing, he will say, I miss you. I wish I could be there. I'll send Timothy to come see you. Fellowship, together, connections. Go to dinner with somebody. You don't have to have, like, there's no minimum. You know, it's not a church event if at least 10 people don't show, you know. Go out with one family and eat and laugh and go to your house and play games and have fun. Just fun. We just need smiles and laughter. We put cartoons in the bathroom that are just for fun. There's no deep theology with those. Proverbs 17:22 is basis. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Medicine. You know, anybody's had any conversations about medicine in the last 2 years? We need to be able to just, people are tired, they're frustrated, they're angry. I want to take 5 minutes, I just want to be away, I just want to laugh and have fun. Smile, it is okay. It's necessary that church, fellow disciples help provide that part. I'm not saying it's on par with A, B, and C, but it's significant. Vanilla is not your main ingredient volume-wise in your cookies. But it contributes and makes a big difference. So that is A, B, C, D, E on the left side. of a partnership. Partnership only goes as far as both partners are willing. Next week we'll work our way down the right side. Let's pray God blesses that whole thing. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for opportunities that are afforded us, ways that you provide and nurture and work through our congregation, your kingdom at large. Thank you for the many brothers and sisters that we have in the church, other facilities, other countries, Christians who are doing these very same things in efforts to make disciples where they are, where they live. We pray that you would strengthen us, that you would renew us even daily in those desires. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.